In your ears and on demand, Kincaid and Dallas.
My little secret. You can have your final wishes, but your final wishes have to be granted by the genie. That is your loved ones, taking care of them, and sometimes things just don't get done. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did you do because you just got tired of the clutter in your junk drawer?
My father-in-law passed away 6 years ago, and there's been a case with his ashes taking up space in the junk drawer. I mean, there's already junk in there, but I mean, this is, you know, it's just kind of creepy that it's there, and I didn't want it to be there. So she's been talking about, I'm going to go to a mountaintop and scatter the ashes, but that was 6 years ago.
I got questions. Hold on. Are you telling me that your wife's daddy, her father, your father-in-law, y'all've got him shoved in a drawer in a Ziploc bag?
Well, no, it's not a Ziploc bag. It's more just a case. It's like this porcelain case. It's small enough.
Right? How about an urn?
No, he's right by the tape measure, maybe some envelopes, a couple pens. That's where the Sharpies are.
The notepad.
Duct tape.
He needs to leave y'all a note.
He's right there. He'll write it.
Get me out of here.
From inside the drawer. Is he still there? Where is he?
Well, here's the thing, is that a few weeks ago, I just got fed up with it being there. I had heard my wife say, I'm going to take him to the mountaintop, just over and over. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. So I went outside, took the urn outside, and scattered it around the neighborhood. Went to the dog park, you know, scattered some of it there. Some of it's on some of the other neighbor's lawn. So, you know, I think he would have wanted to be scattered. So he's there. He's out in the neighborhood.
Especially if in life, was he ever claustrophobic? Because that would be a nightmare. That would be how, yeah. If all of a sudden you put
all right,
me in
so
a
your,
drawer.
So your wife doesn't know that you did this to her father's ashes?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
But has she ever gone in the drawer and been like, oh, where are the scissors? Hi, Daddy. And then close the drawer? Does she often remember he's in there, or is it out of sight, out of mind?
No, she doesn't. Well, she doesn't really go in there. I mean,
right.
I think she kind of, you know, avoids it because of the it's just kind of painful for her. So,
well,
but I'm going in there more often than she is. So I'm seeing it more often than she does.
She lost a loved one and valuable storage space by having this attitude.
That's crazy. I never could do that. Mm-mm. She needs that.
Are you mad at him? I think he did the right thing.
No. I'm mad at her.
Okay.
I'm mad at her for leaving her daddy in a drawer and he wanted to be spread from the mountain or something. Do something.
Are you going to play dumb? I mean, is he at least like around your neighborhood? Is it nice? Or, you know, do you live in the trashy area?
No, we live in a nice suburb.
Okay.
Is he at least by the dog park?
I like it. I'm glad you took matters into your own hands. I would have too.
Well,
would have said, listen, I'm
going to
do something with this.
Yeah. Was it a windy day?
Oh, there was a nice wind in the air.
He's all over the place then.
He might have been taken aloft. Listen, we're not being disrespectful.
No.
It was disrespectful to keep him in that drawer.
I think so too, especially when he wanted his ashes spread somewhere.
On a mountaintop.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
That's disrespectful.
Kincaid and Dallas.
Podcast.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. I mean, that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.